The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, how about those Rockets last night? That was beautiful. And we got tournament talk, and we got beer pong. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air, he whose name we shall not speak, keeping us on air out here at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights off White Oak. Come on out. Going to be a fun night if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on that Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. Come on out to Christian's, get your beer pong on, just get your drink on, and enjoy life because it's a Thursday. What other reason do you need?
Are you a beer ponger?
I am not a beer ponger. Although
I've apparently
been told that they can do a thing where they ask one of us to beer pong for them during the show.
Okay.
I would just recommend that if you're coming out for the beer pong, you do not ask me to do it. I'm not good at it. I've never done it. I've watched it. I enjoy it, but I would be the wrong person.
You've watched it? Is it a spectator sport?
Well, I've been places where people are beer ponging.
Okay. Like and, a frat house.
Well, yeah, and parties and, you know, orgies, things like that.
I honestly think that the last time I was someplace where beer pong was actively being played was a frat house.
But you're not a frat guy.
I'm not a frat guy.
You're an anti-frat guy.
But I am, in fact, banished from one of the frat houses on the campus of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas,
yeah,
out of Austin.
Where Matt Dean graduated.
Yeah. That Matt Dean and Drew Dean's fraternity, that would be the frat house that I am banished from.
I'm going to blame Drew Dean for this. Having been around both you guys.
You could probably blame both of us and several other people, but we're no longer – well, I don't know if the banishment was a permanent banishment.
So, like, if you showed up now
– I doubt they would recognize
me. Yeah, because you're 100 pounds lighter than you were back then.
Probably. They'd probably say, who's this really old bald guy showing up at the frat house? I doubt they have, like, pictures on the wall saying, never let this guy in.
Never let AJ Hoffman in ever again.
But that was the last time there was active beer pong being played.
Well, I've been a lot of places and watched people do it. I just have never done it. And usually while they're beer ponging, I'm doing shots.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we both get what we want out of life, but, you know, I get there a little faster.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Well,
what is this you're drinking now?
This is a frozen Jack and Coke. It's very good, actually.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. This is something they only have at this Christian's, and they have it at the one in Midtown, but the machine never works.
It seems like something you would get walking through a casino in Vegas. Like there'd be a little one of those little sidebars that have the swirling machines.
Yeah, you know where this is really good is like when you're out biking and getting drunk and it's really hot outside.
On a bicycle?
No, when it's really hot outside, this is a very cool drink to have.
Right. Are you talking about while you're riding a bicycle?
Well, yeah, I do.
Drinking
that.
Frozen Jack and Coke.
Yes.
There's no question you're going to die a horrific death. Like, you're going to get hit by a car, something. It's like 95% certain.
Well, I don't come over
you're
here.
You're not going to die of old age.
I know that. We've made that.
There's almost no chance of that happening.
No, I think if we're going to list the ways I'm going to die, getting hit by a car while I'm drunk on a bike is probably top five.
Yeah.
Random heart attack for no reason.
Yeah.
You can't overdose on weed, so we can throw that out.
lung and or liver cancer.
Or both at the same time.
Maybe so. Maybe a multiple internal cancer.
Yeah, I think that's a real strong possibility. Although, if it were that bad, then I wouldn't die from it. It would be like the porn stars we do on Wednesday. I would
self-inflicted gunshot.
Well, it wouldn't be self-inflicted because, yeah, I'm kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't self-terminate, but I could have.
You also have sex with your ugly maid.
Well,
sometimes
she's not that ugly. She's just a little methy. Okay, okay. But no, I would probably take the wrong turn off of off the causeway going to Galveston or something. That's not self-terminating technically. That's just an accident because there's a chance that I could hit the water and not die. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's better if you're going to drive your car off an overpass. If there's no water,
right,
you're more likely to have.
But
sudden,
I have to in the back of my
death.
Mind that little piece of me that wants to stay alive.
So if you go into the water, you're thinking maybe there's a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you survive that, you feel like you should live a little longer.
Yeah, Dustin says liver failure. How Fred dies. Listen, my liver is nuclear, dude. My liver can handle anything. That is not going to kill me. If I'm not dead, you know what? I spit in the face of Mickey Mantle's liver.
Yeah.
I do. So.
Nick says, does that Jack and Coke come with a tampon or is it extra? I'm going to go Jack and Coke, a fairly manly drink.
I mean, frozen does.
Frozen does throw it off.
It wusses it up a little bit. It's just, this is the only place I can get it. So this is where I get it.
Okay.
I've always been a Jack and Coke.
I'm not going to judge you on, I'll judge you, but not about your manlyhood. I drink way more ladylike drinks than that. I like my own wife makes fun of me because if you go to a Mexican food place, I mean, I'll drink margaritas. My preference is to pina coladas. I like coconut. I find it delicious.
Okay.
If that makes me a girl.
A little bit.
So be it.
But that's okay. I don't judge you for that.
Yeah.
But I would just say, Nick, anytime you want to sit down and see who can drink the most of whatever at any point, I'm happy to take that challenge for however much money you want.
Now, is the contest to see how many you can drink before you fall down, or what's the cutoff point?
Well, you'd have to establish that. It's like okay, who passes out first?
Who passes out, or who fails a some sort of a test?
I would just say over under. I can do 32.
Push-ups.
No, 32 Jack and Cokes.
Oh.
Very strong Jack and Cokes before I pass out. So if you can beat that, Nick, congratulations.
32?
Yes. In 2 hours. Oh. I've done that before.
What?
Yeah, and it was a challenge. Same thing. Guy told me he could outdrink me. And, you know, Canadian, of course. Oh, geez, we could outdrink any American. Yeah, he passed out after 15, and I just kept going to see how many I could do. Yeah, 32. And then I passed out. And then I threw up for about 3 hours. It wasn't fun, but it was, you know, I did twice as many as he did.
Well.
And my friend the bartender was mixing them really strong, too. So it was not, I mean, this isn't the kind of Jack and Coke you'll get if you just go to a bar and order one where they put, like, you know, somebody spits a little Jack Daniels in there and the rest is Coke. I mean, no, this was about 50-50 on each drink. And
What would that put your blood alcohol content at?
I'm going to guess I was at about 0.52. Somewhere in there?
I mean, that's – okay, I've got a blood alcohol calculator here.
Okay, let's do this. 2 hours. It was 2 hours.
Okay.
It was over 2 hours.
Now, let's just go – or we'll just call it – I mean, let's just say, for sake of argument, one shot per drink.
Okay, yeah, but which is light.
Okay.
It's really 1.5. I think 1.5 is the number you should use.
Okay. So 32 – 1.5 times 1.5 would be 48.
Okay.
So
I'm not good at math, but that sounds right.
How long have you been drinking?
2 hours.
2 hours. Were you a male or a female at this time?
Gonna go with male.
Okay.
Gonna go with male.
What was your weight at this time? Were you? Were you a big fatso?
No, yeah, I was like 290 at the time.
I was 290.
I was a gigantic, a disgusting beast.
And what state were you in when this happened?
I was in the state of Texas, the greatest state in America.
The great state of Texas. Had you had any beer or wine on top of that?
No.
And this is 2 hours flat.
Right.
All right.
Might have been 2.5. I don't remember at this point because you know after about the first 30, you get crazy.
Okay. It says here. Your results are back, Fred.
Yes.
And it says your blood alcohol content would have been 0.672.
See, shouldn't I die from that?
Well, it says there you're legally impaired. Do not drive.
So I did not
if
drive.
You actually, if
I
you,
did not drive.
Okay. If you would have like said, oh, man, I'm at the bar. Should I drive? Let me fill this thing out online. And you actually went through the process.
Okay.
This handy website would have said, hey, bro.
Can I just go on record as saying.
Put down the keys.
I would not have been able to go through the website and done that.
Okay.
At that point. I'm not saying I was in great shape. I was just saying I was, you know, this is what I did.
Yeah, this is not good.
I'm not proud.
It says here that anyone with a blood alcohol concentration level of more than 0.08 is at risk for blacking out. Blackouts, also known as alcohol-related amnesia, are triggered by the effects of alcohol intake on the body, which result in impairment of long-term memory creation or the inability to remember past events.
Okay, that's pretty much three nights a week for me.
Yeah.
Maybe four. Just depends, you know, depends on the week.
Well, Fred, that's something I will never top that, I assure you.
Well, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that there are very few things in life I'm good at. That's one of them. You've been around me when I've...
Oh, I know.
Like, especially in Vegas.
I've been around you like at disaster level.
Yeah. Which would have killed most people, right?
It's not a pretty thing.
It's not pretty. I'm not saying
it's not pretty at all.
But it would have killed most people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 281 says, I'm either going to die of very unnatural causes or going to become the Keith Richards of sports talk radio. That would be awesome.
See, it says here, let's just say for a 300-pound man, that if you get up to 0.38,
yeah,
death is not only possible but likely. You did almost double that, you're saying?
Yeah.
Your poor body. Well, the good news is there's also a link on this particular site that says, need a qualified DUI lawyer, question mark?
Well, I don't need one. I've got Gary Trichter, just
question
like you do.
Question mark?
Yeah. So, somebody asked, do I drink at Warren's? That place, okay, there's two places downtown where if you go and order one drink, it's like five. Warren's and Sonny's. You go to Sonny's, I'll order Jack and water there. There's no water in there.
No.
She didn't even spit in it. I mean, it's just basically Jack. So, yes. I know the places downtown where that happens. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jay and Katie asked, where does Rob Ford rank in the best mayors in Canada history? That dude's number one, in my opinion. Mainly because, can you name another mayor from Canada?
No.
I can't. I can't even tell you, and I spent a lot of time up there. I can't tell you any other mayors. Plus, he was actually a pretty good politician.
It took me about 20 seconds after you read that for me to remember our new mayor's name here in the city where I live.
Oh, I remember his name because he won't come on our show, and I voted for him. I will not vote for you next time, Sylvester Turner. I've got an open invitation. You know what he did?
I thought you guys had something set up.
We did, and then he canceled. And then he tried to come on at 5:30 on Friday, which, as you know, is RJ Bell. I'm not bumping RJ for him.
Right.
So, yeah, he and I have a little problem. And, you know, I was kind of iffy on who I was going to vote for, and I wound up voting for him. And we're at the Super Bowl, and he's going on with every other station in Houston that was there. Well, one other station. And doesn't come on with us. And I think you could argue that I helped him get elected because I told people to go out and vote that day. And will he come on our show? No. So, Mayor Turner, shame bell. John, can we have a shame bell for the mayor, please? I know we're doing...
Shame.
Thank you. And so if you know Mayor Turner, you know what? Tell him he needs to get off his ass and come on our show. Just saying. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So 832 says, no, I'm calling BS on the 32 Jack and Cokes. There's no way. Okay, first off, if you're I'm calling BS guy, get a life. That's one. Number two, all right, AJ, you probably know me as well as anybody. We probably spend more time around each other than anybody else. I mean, 3 hours a day, that's more than I would want to spend with anybody. You find that believable?
I rarely count the amount of drinks it takes to get you where you're going. But I've seen you in some unbelievably deep states of drunkenness that I didn't think
was humanly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay. So, but 32, does 32 seem unreasonable to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just that sheer amount.
It is a staggering number. I get it.
It just seems unrealistic. But if I said, if you said, can you picture one person who would drink 32 shots? It'd probably have to be you. I can't think of anyone else who would even attempt it, much less survive it. And I swear, I think that there's some things that
I have to admit, there have been times in my life where I thought that I had overdone it to the point where I probably was going to die of alcohol poisoning.
You probably should have.
I probably should have.
At least a few times since I've known you.
Yeah, that wasn't even the worst. The worst was one night we were at Nick's place, and I don't remember. I mean, I had blacked out about halfway through the drinking.
Had alcohol-induced amnesia.
Yes. And, but it's not something I'm proud of, but I'm good at it.
All right.
So what's the point? Right?
Yeah.
You do what you do. I just enjoy having a good time and sometimes overdo it. That's life.
Thank you.
So, you know, we didn't we managed to get by that whole first segment without talking about your damn Rockets.
Remember yesterday people were saying, well, what are the odds they win this really crucial game against Utah?
Yeah.
And, get back on track. Somebody asked, what are the odds they'll go 10-3 down the stretch and end up with the 5 seed?
They were asking silly questions. There's no question.
You know what happened last night?
They got their ass kicked.
Typical Rockets.
Two, but
typical Rockets thing happened. They come out looking strong. They're about to roll through the Jazz. And
they actually played good defense last night. Let's give them that.
And then they remembered, oh, I need to turn the ball over a few times here. I need to I need to play a little gutless in the second half. I need to just suck for a little while for the last half of the game. And boom, they did it. They put that together. They put together a typical Rockets second half, and here they are, another loss.
You know what's fun is I don't need to watch a Rockets game when they play at home to know whether they won or lost.
No.
Because all I have to do is walk out on my balcony, and after the game, if they lost, dead silence. I mean, nothing. If they win, people are honking their horns. You're hearing people yell. They're all excited. And I watch the game, and I watch the end of it, and I'm like, okay. So I go sit outside, have a drink. I mean, dead freaking silence. And, that's pretty much the way I judge everything. Mark says, I buy it. I'm a heavy drinker, and on my 27th birthday, I had at least 27 shots between 7 p.m. and midnight. Don't remember much.
Yeah. I've drinking when I was in the Army, there were times when I drank, more than I thought I could.
Yeah.
Typically, it was either beer or malt liquor. Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor was a drink of choice back then because it was $1.50 for a 40
right.
ounce. And then, I mean, $6 would get you like all the way there and back. So, I remember waking up to my room being just filled with like castles made out of Bud Light cans.
Yeah.
So
done that,
but yeah, since I've been like a full grown adult, I don't think that I've gotten that close to I don't remember anything that happened. I don't remember how I got home.
I've had a few of those, not as many. I mean, I kid a lot. I don't do as many of those anymore. But I will say this: everybody has a drunk tell. Like when I know you're drunk, is especially if we're wandering around Vegas. And you're wanting to beat people up, that's kind of your tell. My tell is I repeat myself.
Okay.
Like, I'll say the same thing 3 or 4 times, and about the fourth time I realize I'm doing it.
That does happen to me. Like when I and one of the things that happens to me when I'm way too drunk is I stop making an effort to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
You kind of embrace it,
actually.
Normally, I walk around constantly trying to avoid conflict. And, in fact, I'm a peacemaker more often than not.
You are. People may get the wrong idea about you, but you generally are a peacemaker. But you get to a certain point, and then you're like, okay, bring it on.
Particularly if I see someone doing things that I find to be unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like if I feel like someone is just rude or obnoxious or mean.
And unfortunately, there's a bunch of those people out here.
I stop trying to avoid conflict. That is probably my worst flaw when I'm drinking. When I'm drinking a lot. If I'm drinking a little bit, I'm okay. But if I'm drinking a lot, that's probably the first thing.
I mean, I've only seen you like that maybe twice.
Yeah.
But I can always tell. Then I have to be the peacekeeper. And it's like, uh-oh, I can't do this. I can't keep AJ from beating somebody up if he wants to. Disco Biscuit, who's actually here today, says, every alcoholic has a time where they're pretty sure they overdid it, but they really overdid it. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I think I'm a fun drunk.
Okay.
I mean, because I have stopped drinking for long periods of time.
What's the longest you've gone?
8 months.
Okay. So if I said you could stop drinking today, eight months, you could do it?
If you bet me and made it worth my while.
Okay.
And said, okay, Fred, you don't drink for 8 months. I'll bet you $1,000. I'll do it.
Because that was the good thing for me. Like when I do fight camps.
Yeah, you
it's 6 weeks. Yeah. I just go cold turkey for 6 weeks, and that I think it reassures my wife that I'm not an alcoholic. That's her favorite thing, is that, like, all right, well, at least I know, you know, this guy's not totally an alcoholic yet. So that's a good thing to be able to just stop for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I
you just don't have a good reason to.
Yeah, I really don't want to.
Right.
I mean, for me to do it, there has to be a financial incentive. If you want me to quit drinking, You bet me enough money where I can feel it, and I'll do it.
Okay.
So, like, if you said, all right, Fred, if you go 1 year without drinking, I'll bet you $10,000 you can't do that, I'm in.
What if someone said, I'll give you
Actually, no, it'd have to be $12,000. It'd have to be $1,000 a month.
What if they say, I'll give you $25,000, you can't drink for the next 4 years?
Had to be 50 for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be proportional, right?
Okay.
So, but yeah, if you did me $25,000 for 2 years, I'll do that.
Okay.
If you'll pay me $25,000, I won't drink for 2 years.
What's the number that would make you quit drinking permanently?
$4 million.
$4 million?
Yes.
Wow, that's a large number. Okay.
But you know what? The problem is, if I had $4 million, it would be kind of a waste because I couldn't drink.
That's true.
So I don't know. But actually, then I would just smoke a hell of a lot of weed. That's all.
Yeah.
Because I'd be able to afford whatever I wanted, right?
Right.
With $4 million. So, yeah, that would be the number. Backrow Baptist, who, by the way, I had one of his beers the other day. Very good.
I put that beer into my fridge, so I'll be popping it tonight.
I think. He had a nice bourbon-aged. It was very, very good. So I'm looking forward to drinking more of his beer. But he said, by the way, RIP Gary Shandling, Twitter thoughts and prayers. That dude was only 66.
Yeah.
And I have to say, one of my favorite comedies on HBO was The Larry Sanders Show, which was Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
Now flapping. So I don't know what he's done since. I haven't seen him in anything since.
I don't know what he's done either.
My favorite part is of that show was when his secretary, I can't remember her name, but really attractive black woman, and they wind up sleeping together. And then he's telling her afterwards, he's making her take notes about why we can't sleep together ever again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what he's been in. He's been in like an Iron Man movie or a Captain America movie. He was the senator.
Yeah. 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 Okay. But he hasn't done a lot.
No.
I mean,
nothing substantial, I don't think.
No. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, I can't even find my notes on this, so I don't even need them to tell you about mybookie.lv. Tournament time, and I got to say, I love this website, not just for sports betting, but their horse racing is fantastic. So if you want to make some plays on the games tonight, you've heard AJ talk about the games he likes. We'll talk about them more. Go to mybookie.lv. They got all kinds of cool things going on. They got a Sweet 16 tournament going on, and it's fantastic. This site has an easy user interface, easy to get money in, easy to get money out. I have given up every other site that I'm on so that I can go to mybookie.lv. And I have to say, for my horse racing friends out there, track odds, so you're going to get paid, and every track you could possibly want, plus great rebates. And if you sign up now, 50% deposit bonus. All you have to do is go to mybookie.lv and type in the promo code radio. And they're going to take care of you. And up to $500 that you can put in, and they're going to give you 50%, which is fantastic, because now you put $500 in, you got $750 to play with. You put in $100, you got $150 to play with. So go check them out. You're going to love this website. Now is the time to get involved. Mybookie.lv. That's where you want to go. Great sign-up bonuses. Easy. It's easy to get in there and play. And everybody asks me, Fred, which website do you use? And I've given you answers in the past. This is the only website I'm on now. Mybookie.lv. Check them out now.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So we're getting a lot of support on Twitter. Swan Like Libra says, my kind of drunk, hashtag fun drunk. I embrace mine, too. They're setting up the beer pong table, so we're having a beer pong tournament. So if you want a spot and you can't make it, that's cool. But if you want a spot and you can make it, get your butt out here. You got to sign up by 5:30. And if you didn't win a spot, come on out and bring a friend.
So I spilled Wes's drink.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He wasn't drinking alcohol, though. Who cares?
No, he was.
Oh, you're finally drinking now? Good for you, Wes.
But let's discuss who's at fault for this.
It's Wes. It's always Wes's fault. Everything's Wes's fault. It's either Wes's fault or Michelle's fault. It's
so
never our fault.
Those tables right there, there's two tables, right?
Right.
You're seeing that. There's two tables.
Yes.
They're booths.
Right.
Then between the two booths is like a long strip of wood. That's not a table.
No. I'm not sure what that is.
So if a drink is left on that strip of wood and it gets knocked over.
It's fair game.
I mean, that's not my fault.
No, that's his fault.
Yeah. You leave your drink on a table.
He has his own table, right? Right across from us.
Right. That's like if I put a drink right here on the table we're dining at or we're working at.
Yeah, if I knock your drink over, it's my fault.
It's like, bro, that's a bad deal.
Yes.
What if I put the drink right here on this rail that is not intended to be a table?
That's your fault. Yeah. No.
Exactly.
No. I mean, it's just, listen, you have to understand. And
there's two acceptable places to set your drink when you're in a bar environment.
Right.
A table or the bar.
Pretty much.
Anywhere else, it gets knocked over, that's on you, bro.
See, like, I have mine right over here. If you knock it over from here, that's on you.
Yeah, because it's on a table.
But if I were to put it somewhere where it doesn't belong, which, by the way, he just put it
back. Yeah, he just put it back. That's okay. Yeah. I hope somebody else goes and knocks it down.
I do. I will root for some. Aaron.
Do it, Aaron. Knock it down.
Yeah. No, sorry. That's not Aaron. That's Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
But
Aaron with an E.
Yeah. E-R-A-N. So your buddy RG3 signed a new deal today. He's going to be a Cleveland Brown.
When you saw that, what was your initial thought? Thoughts and prayers to RG3 the rest of his career?
Thoughts and prayers to not just him, but to the Browns. I mean,
yeah.
I think what I've always said about him, I like the kid. I think in the right situation, which is go in as a backup.
Right.
And maybe that's what he winds up being because they're still going to draft Jared Goff or they're going to draft Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But he'll probably start. They probably won't put that kid out there right away. But I think he needed to be in a place like he needed to go to a Seattle or Green Bay or Pittsburgh or someplace like that as a backup where he could learn.
In a good situation.
In a good situation where he could spend a couple of years behind a real quarterback who knows what he's doing. And then I think 2 years from now,
He could be a starter again.
Yeah.
But I don't like this. I think Cleveland – I do like Hugh Jackson. I think Hugh Jackson is fantastic. I think he's a better coach than what he deserves for getting Cleveland. But I just think it's a bad situation for RG3. And
I'm with you.
I don't think it's going to work out because he's going to wind up playing a lot. And I know he sat all year last year, but I think he needs a couple years behind a real pro, behind somebody he can learn from. He needs to get the Brock Osweiler treatment. He needs to be behind a Peyton Manning or somebody like that, and obviously not going to be Peyton, but go back up Russell Wilson. Go back up somebody like that where you're not expected to play. You probably won't play, but you watch a guy and you see what he's about, and you learn from that for a couple years, and then in 2 years as a free agent again, you get another chance.
Yeah.
I don't like this at all.
Well, I mean, my initial thought was, well, the Browns better draft a tackle. Because they need to save that dude's life.
Well, they got Joe Thomas.
For how long? Another year?
Well, I mean, he's under contract. I mean, his contract's...
I thought he's got one more year left where he's locked in.
Yeah, but they can...
I guess
they
could.
Can franchise him after that. So, basically, he's there. If they want to keep him, they can. But I think he needs... The one thing Hugh Jackson is very good at is teaching a guy to get rid of the ball in a hurry, make quick decisions, make smart decisions. I mean... You saw what he did last year with Andy Dalton. And that I think he'll benefit from, but I don't think he's going to benefit from it if he's playing. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but the truth is I think he needs to sit behind a really good quarterback. So I don't like this. I don't like it for him.
Well, listen, you know what? The reality is the guy needed a job.
Yeah, no, I get
he
that.
He got offered a job, and
it is, but it's, just got, like,
it's not like he could pass.
No, you know? But the problem is, and maybe it'll work out. Maybe they draft Carson Wentz, and he's pro-ready from the get-go. And But that's not the kind of guy that's going to benefit RG3.
Right.
He's not going to benefit from a rookie who's being thrown out there like he was. He's going to benefit from being behind a guy who knows what he's doing. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, somebody like that. Even a one-year deal where you go and back those guys up and learn. And those guys already have pretty decent backups, so it's
right.
Not, you know, that's not going to happen. But I think there were places out there where you could have done that.
And I think good teams aren't really looking to bring in a guy like RG3 who comes with baggage.
Well, and that's part of the problem. And we see this all the time with young quarterbacks. And, you know, they wind up in a bad situation. They wind up in a situation where they can't be successful. And I just think he's in one where he's going to wind up playing. And I don't think he's ready to play right now. I think he needs to learn from really good quarterbacks what it takes to be a pro. That's all. And, you know, and these kind of decisions, as you make them, are going to determine your future. Because if this fails, you think he's getting another job?
No. This is it. And this is one of those situations where failure's a likelihood. Because show me the Cleveland quarterback that had
a really successful
career there. And everyone always... Oh, Bernie Kosar. Well, when you look at Bernie Kosar's numbers, Kosar was just a guy.
But how many years ago was that?
Yeah, that's like when I first started watching football, Bernie Kosar was the quarterback of the Browns.
You were barely out of your mom's thing when you were watching Bernie Kosar. Come on.
So if that's the example you cite, okay. It's an uphill climb.
You know who's been the best quarterback for them since then?
Derek Anderson. Yeah.
For one year. Yeah. And it's not that you can't be successful in Cleveland. I think that whole organization's been a mess.
You know who's top two or three? Brian Hoyer.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the guy that every Texans fan hates.
Yeah, that lets you know, well, I mean, where that franchise is. And I don't think that RG3 is the guy to turn that thing around.
No.
But again, like I said, he needed a job. I think that he had about zero leverage.
Right.
Just like, I mean, look at Colin Kaepernick, no leverage. I mean, these are guys who...
Well, and Colin Kaepernick's agents are the ones out there trying to create this belief that people want him.
But no one's that dumb.
No, because... he's interested in Cleveland. He's interested in Denver. Of course he is.
He's interested in anywhere that will let him play football.
But they're not interested in him, and nor should they be.
I'm interested in going to play somewhere where I don't get benched for Blaine Gabbert.
Denver...
That's called the CFL, bro. That's pretty much.
And
if you get benched for Blaine Gabbert, that's pretty much where you can go and start. Good luck.
Denver
Arena League
wanted Mark Sanchez more than they wanted Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
That should tell you everything you need to know, right? And, you know, it's funny because everybody, like, creates this narrative that, oh, well, RG3 will be great for somebody. Colin Kaepernick will be great for somebody. Nobody wants those guys. And this whole talk about RG3, Texans could have had him for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
What'd they decide to do? Spend a ridiculous amount of money on Brock Osweiler instead. You know, and I don't have a problem with that. I think it's the right move. But, you know, we think of these guys as, you know, it's you look at RG3's rookie year and you go, oh, wow, this is a guy I can win with. But you look at everything since. And I think he's probably matured, but I need to see him in a better situation. I think, like, backing up Ben Roethlisberger would have been the perfect job for him. Because Ben will get hurt for a couple games.
Yeah.
And he'd get in and play. And I don't think the Steelers had any interest either. But that would have been an opportunity for him to go in, and then he could do what Brock Osweiler did, which is, hey, look,
worth something.
5-2 as a starter. But good luck in Cleveland. I like the kid, but this could very easily be a career-ending move for him. At least he made a little money from the Redskins. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I know I have a live read to do here. Well, not a read, but a liner, and it basically tells you, get your butts out to Christian's, because I'm having internet trouble, so
no,
I can't read it. But come on out to Christian's. We got beer pong going on. We're going to be here till 7. It's going to be fun. They got the table set up. These actually look like professional beer pong tables.
I think they are, in fact.
I mean, I don't know much about professional beer pong. I don't
Is
know.
Is there professional beer pong?
Probably.
Is there like a league where you get paid?
I don't know, but if there is, they use these tables. So come on out, man. It's going to be fun. And if you're just getting in your car, now's the time to get out here because there's plenty of parking. So come on out. We are at Christian's on White Oak in the Heights. Lamont says, real talk. And I don't know where Lamont's been, by the way. Lamont, have you been out of town? Because I haven't seen you for a few days. He says, you will die before me. He says, I know too many people who have dabbled in heroin who quit years later. And he bet money if the two of us ever did a liver test, yours would be in worse condition.
Than mine?
Yours would be in worse condition than mine.
Oh, I don't believe that. He thinks that I'll die first?
Yes.
No, I'm good, man.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm kind of with, but see, I've trained mine with years.
Like, literally, besides drinking beer, I'm pretty good to my body. Like, I buy organic groceries. I drink like
a gallon
of water a day. I eat vegetables as much as possible. I mean, I'm a pretty healthy. I exercise for usually 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and let's be fair. Even though I do drink a lot, I smoke a lot of weed. I smoke cigars. I'm not afraid to admit that, but I do work out a lot. And I do run a lot, and I am trying to take care of myself at least 48% of the time.
There you go.
So I think maybe that gives me another year or two. That's fine. I mean, hell, I just ran a half marathon, for God's sakes. So, yes, even though I do like to have a good time and I probably drink too much, I still do take care of myself a little bit. Roberto asks, and Roberto the Rams fan, and Roberto, you should change your thing to Rams fan. Quick, Kaepernick or Keenum? Think I'd rather have Case Keenum. I'll be honest. I think I would rather have Case.
I don't know.
More accurate passer.
Do I have to have one as a starter?
Yes.
I'd rather have Kaepernick as a starter.
See, I think I'd rather have Case.
Because I think his upside is higher.
Well, I think his
upside. But his floor is definitely lower.
That's the thing. I think Case at his worst is not nearly as bad as Kaepernick at his worst.
Yeah.
And
but I think if they're both at their best, I'll take Kaepernick. Yeah, just because physically he's more gifted.
I agree. I just haven't seen Kaepernick at his best for 2 years. And Case at his best I can win a football game with. So, yeah, I'll go Case. But, I mean, let's be honest. This is like David Carr versus Sage Rosenfels. This isn't exactly one of those where
right.
you're going to go out of your way to say, oh, I want this guy. Juan says there is a National Beer Pong League.
Okay. Yeah, but is it a professional league?
Yeah, do you get paid? That's what I want to know. Because if you don't get paid, then yeah, that's just the same as your
softball. That's not professional.
Yeah, it's like your softball league, right? Where you go with your friends and you drink a bunch and you hit a bunch of home runs. And you know, I was a much better slow pitch softball player when I was 300 pounds because you know you could hit the ball a mile.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. I am having a big problem getting the text, so if you're texting the show, I'm not seeing it. Chris asks, what's worse, my Browns making a stupid free agent pickup or blowing another high first-round pick?
Hold on. Okay, give me what's that again?
What's worse, my Browns making a stupid free agent pickup or blowing another high first-round pick?
Well, what do you expect? Can I wait to see what they blow their first-round pick on?
See, I don't know that they're going to blow their first-round pick yet. I think they're taking a quarterback. I'm not going to fault them for that. For the AFC North, I'd prefer a guy like Carson Wentz over Jared Goff. You know, a bigger guy who can – yeah, because it is different playing up there. But, I mean, you're going to be okay with either one. I mean, I think most people consider those the top two quarterbacks. I don't know that you're going to be blowing a pick by taking one. You need a guy like that. So and I don't think it was a stupid pickup for RG3 from a Browns perspective. I just think it is for – I think it is for him. For RG3, for his career long term. But I could be wrong. Juan says you do get paid by winning tournaments.
Okay.
So, therefore, I guess that makes you a professional. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We didn't talk about the Rams, but they got picked to do Hard Knocks.
I'm not surprised. I mean, based on their offseason and moving and things like that, I think they're suddenly a marketable team. You know, it's a lot. The L.A. Rams is a whole different story than the St. Louis
Rams.
It's
a lot sexier. And
if they were still in St. Louis, there's zero chance the Rams would have been picked to do Hard Knocks.
Well, did you see the story that came out and Jeff Fisher said it was BS, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But they made a deal where they would draft Michael Sam if they didn't get Hard Knocks when they were still in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense, right? The NFL wanted him drafted, and most teams don't want to do Hard Knocks, but I mean, the fact that they're doing it now, does that give any credence to that story at all?
I don't know.
I always
if you drafted Michael Sam in hopes of getting onto Hard Knocks,
no, to avoid going on Hard Knocks.
Oh,
basically,
okay.
The deal is the NFL says you draft this guy, we won't put you on Hard Knocks.
Well,
because a seventh-round pick is worthless. You can cut him. It's no big deal, which is
true.
What they did.
Yeah, I don't know. A seventh-round pick is worthless, but it's still got some value in the NFL, you know?
Yes and no.
They get used every year.
They do get used every year, but how many?
And they get used in trade pieces every year.
But
the
percentage of them that make it are pretty small.
Oh, it's small.
So yeah, and on the off chance the guy turns out to be a player, then, all right, that deal makes sense. Mark says they have a national tournament for beer pong in Vegas, similar to the WSOP. Okay. I'm not sure how similar that is to the WSOP, but all right.
Okay.
I shall take your word for it, sir. Are there, like, beer pong champions?
I'm sure. I mean, hell, there's a
Since there's
an air hockey championship. Remember,
well,
we were both ranked in the top 100 at
exactly.
one point.
Exactly. I was like 94 and you were like 99.
Yeah.
Because I beat an 8-year-old and you didn't.
Yeah, we were two of the best 100 players in the world. In the world.
You know, those guys haven't been back. They should come back because I would like to raise my ranking a little bit. I'd like to get in like maybe the top 85.
Yeah.
It's doable, right?
Yeah.
Now that we've got a major tournament under our belt. What was that, Jong? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, bud. Oh, okay.
Oh. I got to tell you guys about Dirt Free. Listen, these guys can clean it all. They've cleaned it all for me. They've cleaned my house in Austin where I thought literally I was going to have to throw the carpets out. And if you don't know, getting rid of your carpets, changing your carpets, it's a pain in the butt. It's expensive. It takes a long time and a lot of patience. Keep your carpets looking new no matter how long you've had them, how bad they've gotten. Dirt Free will extend the life of your carpet. I did it back in Austin. They can do it for you. They don't use soaps or chemicals like a lot of the other guys do. That stuff can damage your carpet fibers long term. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment. And that technology is really what sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they're gone for good. They can clean literally any surface. And Sunday service now available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got a great deal for you right now. Three rooms for just $99.95 with a free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373. Or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free.